So we are going to start now with our recordings as well as our interpretation. Hello everyone, welcome to the AFRLO call on Wednesday, October the 7th, 6:30 UTC time. On the English channel we have Barak, Oteno, Sean Odedi, Jean-Baptiste Edama. Nous avons également, we have also Aziz Lali, Tijani Benjema on the French channel, Baudouin Chambé, Norbert Comlan, Brahim Ousman, Abdeljalil Bachar Bong, Michel Tonang. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivango, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And we also have our interpreters, Isabelle and Claire. If I might remind you, please state your name when you speak so that we might be able to identify you. And please speak slowly so that the interpreters might be able to interpret. Thank you very much. You have the floor, Aziz. Thank you, Gisela. Hello, everyone. I am very happy to gather again for this new AFRLO conference. We are going to also thank staff and interpreters for being present, and we will now start this teleconference by public comments. As usual, you can access those on the ICANN website. I believe that there are about 7 items during this time period. The first one has to do with Armenian script integration. This proposal was proposed during this period of public comment for the ones who were not able to participate in the group that put forth the proposal in order to integrate the label generation rules. So these people are now able to state their point of view so that the proposal might be finalized. The second point is the generation rules for the Arabic script that will also be part of the root zone. There is a work group within the Arabic community that gathers quite regularly. They have set into place a plan, a work plan that has been published on the ICANN website. It is called the IDN Task Force. That is the name of their group. They also developed a proposal for the generation rules in the root zone. And I can tell you that there are many issues as far as the Arabic script goes. So all of these, this information is published on the ICANN website, as I just mentioned. The procedure is under a public comment period. So if you have not been able to participate in the work group, you are now able to give your comments so that they might be integrated into the proposal. I also talked about the DNS and the KFK. The object of this comment is to work on the conclusion, or to examine the, to review the conclusions of the work group in order to change the cryptographic key that is used in order to correct an error in the string, in the DNSSEC. The next one has to do with the contributions of the community as far as modifying certain TLDs. Dot protection, dot theater, and others to register a certain number of countries under that TLD. Fifth point is has to do with obtaining comments of the community also on the preliminary or the draft report for the new GTLDs. Item 6 has to do with the auctions. That is also something that is published on the ICANN website. And it has to do with the auctions for new GTLDs where there are a possibility of conflicts. And the last item has to do with the implementation program for the new GTLDs. If there aren't any comments on public comments themselves, I would like to move on to the next item. I just wanted to mention that whether it is the interpreters or others, we will have a teleconference in less than an hour. And so we do need to move pretty quickly so that we do not delay that call. And so we only included on our agenda the urgent items that we need to discuss. I don't see any raised hand, so if that is the case, we can move on and talk about item 3. Item 3 has to do with the ICG, the INS Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. I am not sure whether Mohammed is with us, so if he is not, we will move to the next group. As you know, it is the hot topic within ICANN, and we have representatives of each group, that is the ICG, the CWG, and the CCWG. Each of these groups are represented respectively by Mohammed, by Sean, by Tijani, and they each represent AFRALO within this group. And you know how important this topic is right now. So if Mohammed is not with us, I would like to now give the floor to Sean so that he might talk to us a little bit about what has been happening over the past month, and especially what happened in Los Angeles during the meeting that occurred there within the ICG and the work that was done to establish the transition, the INF transition. So you have the floor, Sean.
Okay, then thank you. Thank you very much, Alice. Can you hear me before I continue? Hello?
We can hear you, Sean. Go ahead.
Okay, good. This is Sean for the record. Myself and Tijani, we were in Los Angeles for the CCWG meeting. However, I wasn't in the ICG meeting in Los Angeles, but I joined remotely as much as I could. I'll give a brief update on the CWG, and then I will status of ICG, and then Tijani perhaps will handle the other things that I may miss. For the CWG, as you all know, the CWG, which is the group that actually developed the proposal for names, transition proposal for names, we submitted our proposal much earlier this year. And the proposal, since it's been submitted, it was also the last proposal among the three required operational community proposals to be submitted. And that actually kicked the ICG to begin the process of collating and combining the proposals. We then produced the single combined proposal of the ICG. Which was put for public comment. So we, after ICG public comment, we the ICG has sent a few questions to the CWG that requires some minor clarification on some of the things that we wrote in the CWG proposal. And right now what we are doing within the CWG is to try to respond to those questions. We had our meeting yesterday, and we have pretty much responded to almost all the questions, and then we are just doing the finalization of the response, which we'll be sending back to ICG. Generally, there has been no major updates on the CWG level apart from the responses that we have just sent, will be sending to ICG. The other thing that is will be good to know is that at the CWG level, we are discussing trying to take stock of what are the bylaw changes that will be required to actually reflect the proposal that we have made. And also, we are following closely the CCWG discussions, because there are quite a number of dependencies in our proposal that is required to be met in the CWG report, and we are following up on that as well. That's all about the CWG. And again, the ICG at the moment, they are in their process of receiving questions from all the three operational committees, and I expect that after that, they will have more clarity on each of the proposals, and maybe we'll get some more up-to-date, more updated drafts of the proposal. Thank you. If there are any questions, I'm available to answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. As is, are there comments? Are there questions? Yes, I have one. Tijani, go ahead. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sean, for your presentation. Could you tell us what questions exactly were posed by the ICG to the CWG? Could you tell us overall the types of questions, the topics that were raised? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to Tijani for that question. This is shown for the record. Some of the, like I said, I'm audio only, and I don't have the question right in front of me here. The question is in two phases. They sent it in two phases, about 10 to 15 of them. And some of the overall questions are divided into different parts. There are the ones that have to do with the CCTLDs, where they're trying to clarify some minor aspects of CCTLD part of the proposal. There's also a section where they were asking what the role of the PTI will be in terms of whether the PTI will actually, whether ICANN will actually be the oversight of the PTI, or whether the PTI will actually be the one that will oversight IANA operation. So these are minor questions that we're trying to ask. It's also the question which was trying to also ask about the rules of maintenance, whether the rules of maintenance is what I'm asking about clarification on what the role of the rules of maintenance will be going forward. And then really, if someone is on the chat and could actually
Sean, I'm sorry,
appreciate.
This is the interpreter. Could you please clarify what you said, the role of what exactly? I couldn't hear the last question.
So the other question is has to do with clarifying the relationship between the Russo maintainer and the Ayana functions operator. That's the other question. What it was about. But again, I would really appreciate if someone who is in the AC could actually post the URL to the questions in the AC for me, so that people can have an idea of what the questions, the actual text of the questions, looks like. Tijani, I hope that answers the question. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. If there aren't any additional questions, what I would like to know is to have some explanation as far as what appears on the screen, the statistics of the CWG. Who can answer that? Who can talk about that? Maybe Tijani or Sean, can you speak about what we have on the screen right now? Could you please tell us a little bit about those statistics that appear on the screen right now? As far as the number of participants and who does what?
Okay, this is Sean for the record. I am not seeing the screen, so I really don't know what is being displayed. I would rather suggest that maybe Danny can handle that question if he is on AC. Thank you.
So there are on the screen we see that there are 150 people who are part of the CWG. There are 19 members, and the others are called participants. And then there is a geographic breakdown of the number of participants. And you can see, as usual, that Africa is 12 people. So first, what is a member? What is a participant? What is the difference between the two? So I can actually answer that question. Tijani on the...
Okay.
Tijani answers the question. The members were designated by the SOs and by the committees, GNSO, CCNSO, ALAC, the ACs as well. So they were nominated as members of this group. Five members per constituency. So, for example, ALEC has five members representing the region. The participants are anybody who registered as a participant. And they are at the same level as others. But when you need to make a decision, only the members can actually take that decision. And then you have people who register on the list, on the mailing list, and they don't necessarily participate. So there are additional people involved. So they are divided by regions, but also by constituencies, the GAC, GNSO, and so forth. So I only see the GNSO, the GAC, and on the screen, but there are actually more if you scroll down. Thank you, Tijani. Are there other questions before we move on to the CCWG? I don't see any hands raised, so Tijani will take the floor now and talk about the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability. Tijani, you can go ahead. Thank you very much, Aziz. The CCWG, the Cross Community Working Group on ICANN Accountability, so the CCWG, as you know, has been working for over a year, a report was published, and that report was published in August. It was submitted for public comment. The comments ended just this past September, so not too long ago. Before the period of public comment closed, we were informed that a different approach should be taken. The problem is that it was too late. A comment was made in the public comment period, and now we are stuck because the board expressed this, but the problem is that now we have done that much work, that much time has passed, and there is a problem of the bylaws changes. So really, our approach, they need to approve it. If our proposal goes to the U.S. government with a different approach from the board, the American government will not approve. The government said, I will not manage a proposal that is not coherent. I will not choose between different proposals. So you need to get along and you need to propose a common proposal. And so we are in the situation where we have a proposal. Many comments tell us that they do not agree with our proposal and with the work that was done within the working group. We commented and clearly explained that this is not acceptable, that it is not how things should be done. Now, we are at a point where we need to find a way to come to an agreement with the board. The idea was to present our final report to the different delegations that delegated us, so to speak, in Dublin. But now it is impossible because not everybody agrees. This means that we are delayed. I really don't know what we are going to do. But we need to find a solution very quickly before Dublin, or we will not be able to meet the deadlines that were defined. And so the problem is that if the accountability piece is missing, the transition will not be able to proceed. I don't know if we want to add anything to this. Well, I do have a question for you. I don't know if there are other people who have questions. Are there people who would like to ask questions? To ask for a clarification. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if I understand what you said, Tijani, if I repeat a little bit of what you said, either the board accepts the remarks of the community and the remarks of AFRALM, or the transition will not happen. We saw that there was a report that was dated September 2015. We are in October 2015. So if I understand what you said correctly, either this report is aligned with what the community wants, or we don't have a transition. Is that what you're saying? No. Okay, there is, okay. There is a beeping sound that we are trying to solve on the French line. If you don't mind waiting, that would be great. Just stand by, please. Thank you.
What we are trying to do is to find a common ground with the board. The board, if the board doesn't accept our proposal and it won't accept it, we know it, we are going to find another way to make a proposal that will be accepted by the board, but the group is not ready to accept anything the board is going to want. The group wants to make some proposal that will convince everybody and that will be approved by the board. So we want to do the things that way, to have a good proposal. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. Are there any questions, any comments, any clarification? Okay, I can't see any hands. We are going to move to the next item. Afro-African joint meeting in Dublin.
Hello,
a draft committee with Mohamed, and we have drafted a statement that I will send this evening, so you can comment on the draft and tell
your
opinion.
Can you hear me?
So I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. And please, Tijani.
Hello.
Just speak as we just spoke about that problem. Can you tell us your opinion about this item on which the African and the Afro community is not agreeing? I know Mohamed is not with us. Shan, you can give your opinion on this issue. I know you three have worked a lot on this statement, and I want to say it here. I want to thank you for the excellent work you made. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. I want first to say that we are not agreeing with the CWG. AfroLaw has some disagreement with the working group of the CCWG. When we work on the proposal, we as African, we are not agreeing with those proposals. So these are the problems. The board proposal is nearer to our proposal. There are some items in the board proposal. Tijani, please, as is speaking, please, can you speak slower so everybody can follow you and the interpreter can follow you, please. So I was saying that the problems we had was with the report of the CWG and not with the board proposal. The board proposal is agreeing with our proposal, but in the board proposal there are some items that can't go on because those items we didn't agree with those items. But once again, the board proposal is nearer to our opinion as African, no? As African people. What I wanted to say here about the statement of AfroLaw, this statement is taking back the two comments we made on the ICG proposal and the CCWG for the accountability proposal. But we didn't make any more development. We didn't add the last development, and we have included the question on which we didn't agree that appeared lately. The statement won't say that the board, that we have a problem with the board or with the CCWG. No. We are saying that we are discussing about those problems and that we are trying to upgrade this statement. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. I have forgotten one item. It is not in the agenda, but I wanted to speak about the crop review team. And I wanted to speak about that. We have a person representing AFRALO in the subcommittee on budget and finance, and Danielle Naraka has been nominated on this subcommittee for budget and finance, and he's representing AFRALO on the group, on the crop group, and I wanted to congratulate him in AFRALO name. I wanted to ask him if he can hear me and if he can tell us something about this committee and if he has already received some requests in the crop, this crop question. Oh, they are telling me that he's not with us. They can't join him. So I gave you this information and about crop, speaking about crop. I wanted to tell you that there is only one request that has been made. It is a Tijani's request, and I wanted to inform you that there is a committee that is responsible of appointing or nominating the candidates. So the conditions are that when you want to make a request, you have to make it 4 weeks before the activity on which you are asking the crop money. The crop money is for 2 nights and 3 days journey or trip, and if you have some more questions about this crop project, please ask us those questions. Tijani knows this issue, so if you have this project of crop, so if you want some more information, just ask it. So now we are on the second item for discussion. It is ALS's criteria and expectations. There is a working group with 10 ALSs chaired by Tijani, and this working group has made a very good work, but unfortunately it had to stop some months ago because all the members were working on the transition and on the stewardship. And this important issue has been asked by ALAC. We are asking all RALO to review the criteria and expectations of the ALS and to review the participation of some ALSs. So I'm going to ask Tijani to speak about that, to take only 3 minutes to tell us about the group and his work, if this group is working now, and if we can expect that this group is going to begin working again to have a new statute on the criteria and expectations for ALSs. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Well, the working group is working on the reviewing of AFRALO rules, and you are speaking about the working group of ALAC. So I'm a member, and I have been participating to some meetings, but I had problem to participate because I have been traveling a lot. But I want to tell you that it is about a reflection on the way of recruiting ALSs. We have noticed that there are ALSs that are not active at all on ICANN or an ALAC level. So we thought that there were some mistakes that were made and that we had to review the criteria of the ALS recruitment and for the members of those ALSs. Aziz, you have participated to the last meeting. Aziz speaking, Alan Greenberg has chaired this meeting, and I have connected those two working groups because the group chaired by Tijani is also reviewing the recruitment process of the ALSs. We need to find a way to measure the participation and the activity and the engagement of the ALSs among the RELOs, and there are a lot of problems. We are seeing that there are a lot of ALSs which are accredited, but then they disappear. So we have this problem in Afralo, but we have also this problem in other regions. So I invite all my colleagues from Afralo to participate with Tijani in this task force, to this working group, to try to find to give our opinion on this problem. Now, are there any comments or questions on this issue? Yes. Michelle has a question. Michelle has a question for... I would like to know how to join this working group to review the criteria and expectations for ALSs. How to join this working group? Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani is going to answer you. Tijani, how to join this working group? Okay. You only have to send an email to the ICANN staff and you can become a member of this working group. All the ALAC working groups are open for everybody. We have some members, some official members, and we have participants. Everybody can participate. You have to write an email to the ICANN staff telling which working group do you want to join. It is very easy. Thank you, Tijani. Aziz speaking. As Tijani said, all the working groups are open. That is what is very interesting, and we are asking the Afralo member to participate actively to these working groups. So we have some representatives in all the working groups. Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, Michelle. We are going to move to the next item if there are no questions. The next item is the Marrakesh Afralo meeting, the Marrakesh meeting, and the Marrakesh Afralo showcase that we are going to organize. I remind you I don't remember. Did we organize an organization committee? I'm asking the staff. Did you write down the persons who were proposing to participate to this organization committee for Marrakesh. If there are nobody appointed on that list, because I don't remember if we organized this working group, but if there is no working group, I'd like to organize a working group. Yes, okay. Gisela is answering, and she's saying Tijani, Barak, Ermi, and Danielle are the members of this committee or working group who will work on this showcase project. So I would like to speak about that, because we didn't organize a program for that, but we would like to organize something very nice, really nice. We would like to organize something really nice that will be remembered, because there are a few reasons. First, our meeting is going to be on, to take place on the African continent. Then maybe it's the last. It is the last meeting of Fadi Shehade, who is an African also, and Fadi Shehade is also Arabic. So we would like to organize something with some new ideas. I'd like to present some new ideas for those showcases that we normally organize in Africa. Then I'm going to ask the ICANN staff and Heidi in particular to ask her if she knows something about the request we made. We have asked for another budget, a bigger budget, a more important budget compared to the normally budget for the showcase of Israelo. I've made that request in September, officially made that request in September, asking for more money, for more funding, so we can organize something very nice for our showcase in Marrakesh. I'd like to have an answer now about this request we made for those additional funding. Sylvia, this is Claire speaking.
Hello, yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco.
Sylvia,
I heard the question. I am asking Heidi. I do not believe Heidi is actually on the telephone line at the moment. She will be dialing in a few seconds, so please, as if you would be so kind to wait just 1 minute and she will reply. She's joining now, thank you.
Okay, very well. Thank you, Sylvia, as is speaking. Please, if you can give us an answer as soon as possible, and this is an action item, to receive an answer about the AfroLaw request for an additional funding for the Marrakesh AfroLaw showcase. Are there any comments? For example, from the committee, Remy, Barak, Danielle, Tijani, do you have thought about, did you think about something about for the showcase? Gisela is asking for the floor. Gisela, you have the floor. As is Gisela speaking, yes. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Heidi is not on this call, so she can't give you an answer. is listening on Adobe Connect only. But to answer your question, we need a detailed, precise plan for what you are preparing for your showcase and the needs you have. So we can ask for an additional funding, but we are encouraging you to find some sponsors. Okay, as is answering. Okay, thank you very much, Gisela, as is speaking. Okay, who wants to speak about the showcase? Who wants to have the floor, take the floor about the to speak about the showcase? Michelle is asking to participate to this organization committee or working group for the showcase. So please, can you add Michelle to this working group? Michelle, who is speaking? Hi. Hello, everybody. Michelle speaking. Michelle, you have the floor. About the showcase, I think it should be good to for the working group to prepare something so we won't lose time. This is the proposal I wanted to do. For example, to speak about the showcase and what it will contain. I think we should prepare something, because if we speak about that, it will be, we will need some more time. So I'm asking the organization committee to make some proposals, to speak and think among themselves to prepare this showcase. So now about Marrakesh, the Marrakesh meeting, I wanted to tell you that there will be two important events as pre-events of Marrakesh. There will be a high-level ministerial meeting during which we will try to invite many ministers, many important persons from all the world. I'm in contact with the vice president and the president, and I can, Nora and Pierre Dangena. There will be 30 high responsible, high leaders that will be invited by ICANN to participate to this high-level meeting. And there will also be a meeting that we will call Africa Digital Day that will be organized. This will be half a day on Sunday. It will be organized on Sunday. And the idea is to invite leaders, important ministers, important people, and it will speak about digital economy in Africa to see how we can boost, how we can encourage and invest in Africa into the digital economy sector in Africa. And I think it will give some more energy to our Marrakesh meeting. Then we will have the Next Gen program with a lot of people. I think we will have 30 or 40 people invited for the Next Gen meeting through the fellowship. And those who want to ask for a fellowship to ask for this Next Gen meeting, just you have time to do it. This Next Gen program is for young people from 18 years old, and we want to encourage the African young people to participate in Marrakesh. Gisela, you have the floor.
Hi, I have a question.
Okay. Are there any comments? Okay, so I'm going to repeat the decision we made. Tijani, Barak, Remy, Danielle, and Michelle, please send us your proposals for this, to organize a program, as ID asked, to organize this program for the Marrakesh Afro-Law Showcase, and to answer what Gisela just said in name of Heidi, we are asking for, we need to find some sponsors. Tijani is working with me on this issue, but until now we have no answers from any sponsor, no confirmation. We had a promise from Google North Africa, who told us that they are thinking about this possibility. So,
hi.
Now, Heidi is saying that the meeting will start on Saturday and end on Thursday, and that it will be the first of the new meeting strategy that will take place in Marrakesh, a Marrakesh meeting. I haven't spoken about the new strategy for the ICANN meetings. If Behran is with us, can you speak about this ICANN new strategy for the meetings? Behran, are you there? If you are there, I give you the floor to speak about this new meeting strategy of ICANN. Behran, you have the floor. Behran, are you there?
Hi, Aziz, this is Heidi, and I don't believe Behran is on the call, but if you wish, I can give a very brief update on the new meeting strategy.
Heidi, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Just very briefly, this is a new strategy that was built by the community in a bottom-up fashion, and the board has approved it. I have put the link to the new format in the chat, and the new meetings will be in three different styles. The first one in spring will be meeting A. That is a six-day format, starting on Saturday and ending on Thursday. Meeting B, which will be in the summer or in the June or July time, that will be meeting B, and it's mostly for developing countries. It's a smaller meeting, and this one is only going to be 4 days with an emphasis on policy development by the different supporting organizations and advisory committees. That meeting will start on Monday and end on Thursday. And then the final one will be meeting C. That's the third meeting of the year. That's the annual general meeting of ICANN. And this will be the largest in terms of people as well as the number of days. And that one is a seven-day format starting on Saturday and ending about midday on the Friday. So that is the new format. The status currently is that the various ACs and SOs are developing their schedules, and we hope that there will be an agreement between all of them on their schedules in Dublin, and then the way forward will be that the planning for meeting A, which is the Marrakesh meeting, will begin immediately after Dublin. And in Dublin, the ALAC will be discussing the ALAC's new strategy, which Behran is going to be leading that discussion on Saturday. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Thank you for those clarifications. I think we are reaching the end of our meeting. If our interpreters agree, I will take some 5 minutes more to speak about ILAC activities, and I'm going to give the floor to Tijani because Beran is not with us. Tijani, do you want to speak about the activities, the external activities, the other activities? If you can speak about that.
Thank you, Aziz. Since we don't have a whole lot of time, I cannot talk about all the items that we talked about, but we talked about strategy, we talked about the new rules for applicants, but I will not give more details since we don't have a whole lot of time. But what I would like to talk about is the discussion that we had. Thank you, Tijani, for being so brief. Among the members that are present on the call, are there any who would like to talk about any local activities that you have going on? Michelle, I think you wanted to talk earlier. Would you like to go ahead? Yes, Aziz. I was writing to you because what I wanted to speak about was Marrakesh and the preparations for Marrakesh. And what I wanted to suggest is to examine the opportunity of having a meeting between the AFRELO members. So it would be a great opportunity for us to organize a face-to-face meeting with the members of government that will be present there, because we will be right there. It will be an opportunity for us to continue and pursue our plans as we meet face-to-face. Okay, I didn't quite understand what you wanted, but what I understand is that you want a meeting between AFRELO and the ministers, the high-level leaders, is that right? Right, I am talking about the African ministers. It is an excellent idea. Aziz on the has the floor now. It is an excellent idea. We are working on that at the level of the organization committee that we have set up. We would like to use the opportunity of this presence of several African ministers. This is just an idea that was thrown out there, and we need to work on it. But it is a thought that I had and that I had put forward, and what you're telling me right now is that there is interest. Because the African meeting will take place on Sunday, I thought about changing the AFRELO showcase, moving it to the evening, and to open it up to a maximum number of ministers from Africa that are present. And I wanted to do something grandiose. However, you know, Michelle, that our issue is the issue of funding, because if you want something grand, you need to have money, right? Tijani, you can speak. I would like, I hate to go against what you said, but I don't think it is a good idea to have this showcase with the ministers. I think that Michelle's idea is excellent, but it is something that we need to work on right now. We need to prepare a meeting, an extra meeting, besides the Sunday meeting. First of all, what we need to do is get in touch with them in order to prepare this so that this meeting might take place. We need to figure out who will be involved and so forth. This is something that needs preparatory work. I think it is better to have a meeting rather than a showcase. It is not the same thing. A meeting that is not too long, a meeting that is an efficient meeting, And I think that is something that would be very important for Africa. Yes, you are absolutely right. We need to think about it. This is something that needs to be planned. We need to think about the types of topics that we will discuss during this meeting. The African meeting will take place on Sunday afternoon, I believe. And they will only be there really on Sunday. After Sunday, it will really not be a possibility to invite them to anything unless we plan this meeting as a way to present AFRALO, as a way to explain the activities, the work that AFRALO does. Exactly. As is, exactly. Tijani. Well, if nobody else wants to take the floor, we can now conclude.
I would like to take the floor. I would like to take the floor. This is Biran.
Okay, Abdel Jalil has the floor. He's on the chat. You can go ahead.
Who can go ahead?
The
me?
Organization committee. I would
Hello?
Like to...
Biran, we'll get to you. We hear you.
Okay. I would like to be added to the organization committee. So Sylvia said that Biran is here and would like to speak. Is that correct? You can go ahead, Biran. But please speak quickly because we actually need to stop the meeting. But you can go ahead, Biran. You have the floor.
Thank you. I had connectivity issues. That's why I couldn't speak. My line dropped. But I just wanted to, I'll make it very quick, 30 seconds. As an ALAC member representing the Africa region, I was honored to be chosen by the nominating committee to serve from 2013 AGM to this year, which is 2015. My tenure will be expiring at the meeting in Dublin. So this will be my last AFRALO call as an ALAC member representing the Africa region, but it doesn't mean it's my last AFRALO call. So I just wanted to let you guys know that it was an honor serving on this position, thanking you for your support, and also letting you know that I will still continuously be involved in AFRALO and at large. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Biran. That is quite right. We regret the fact that your mandate is not being, or your term is not being renewed, and we would like to say that it was a great pleasure to work with you. You were an extraordinary woman as far as your place in the group, in ALAC, as well as in AFRALO, and of course, we rely on your contributions. We hope that you will stay with us during our meetings, during the monthly conference calls and so forth. Thank you very much for your work. If there aren't any other raised hands, I would like to declare that the meeting is now concluded. I would like to thank Gisela, Heidi, Sylvia, all the staff, as well as the interpreters, Claire and Isabel, for their work, for their help during this meeting. And I would like to, I look forward to seeing you or hearing you again during our next meeting, most likely in Dublin in a week. Thank you very much, everyone. Good evening.
Thank you. This is Cheryl.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to connect in 20 minutes, there is a webinar on the at-large working groups. Feel free to join in 20 minutes. Thank you very much. We will talk to you later. We will see you in Dublin. Thank you.